Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Chris Seaton. It is our top local story. Starting next month, if you end up in the hospital with COVID-19, you'll have to pay part of the tab yourself. And since most people who are now hospitalized with coronavirus have not yet received the COVID vaccine shot, they'll end up paying the price. Live report now, we check in with KNX 1070's John Baird.
Health insurance companies have been covering everything. They've been waiving things like deductibles and co-insurance if people ended up in the hospital with COVID. But by next month, most insurance companies are going to stop doing that and will require that those hospitalized with COVID start making those payments again. That could run into thousands of dollars if you have a serious case of the coronavirus. It's part of a trend, a tougher approach, like the firms that require employees to get vaccinated or else they'll get fired. Cynthia Cox is with the Kaiser Family Foundation.
The other companies like Delta have had a somewhat softer approach where they say, if you don't get vaccinated, you can still keep your job, but you have to submit to regular testing, and you also have to pay a higher premium each month for your health insurance.
She talked to CBS San Diego. Delta Airlines, as she mentioned, is now requiring unvaccinated employees to pay an extra $200 per month for their health insurance. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A state law requiring a lot of employers to give workers 10 days of additional paid sick leave will expire next week. Some critics question whether it's happening too quickly. The law is meant to allow COVID patients to quarantine at home without losing pay. It's ending because a federal tax credit that helped pay for it is also expiring. One group that advocates on behalf telling CalMatters it could create a crisis for many working families.
The Western States COVID Safety Group is expected to release its booster shot recommendations today.
The recommendations by the group, formed by Governor Newsom to review the safety of the COVID vaccines for California, Washington, Oregon, and Nevada, are expected to mostly fall in line with the CDC's. However, UC San Diego's Dr. Mark Sawyer tells KNX there's one exception, booster shots for blacks and Latinos.
The Western States Group is going to attempt to encourage use of vaccine in people who may not have a specifically defined medical condition but are at increased risk for bad outcomes based on race and ethnicity.
He says they probably will not recommend the extra shots for people in high-risk jobs like teachers and healthcare workers.
Number one, the two-dose vaccines are still holding up well, particularly for younger age groups.
But Dr. Sawyer says he does expect the CDC to expand its list of those eligible for a booster shot in the weeks and days ahead. Karen Adams, KNX 1070 News Radio.
It was fascinating watching this stuff come in yesterday, the smoke that began to roll in, kind of a sickly looking sky across Southern California. Well, it continues. Going to stick around the LA metro area for another day or so. Air quality managers issuing an advisory saying the heavier smoke is lingering in the upper atmosphere, so the air quality index levels throughout most of the South Coast air basin are expected to be good to moderate today. Levels might reach unhealthy status in the San Gabriel, San Bernardino, and San Jacinto Mountains. We will see the haze last through tomorrow until the wind begins to push it out of the area.
Yeah, pulling out of the office yesterday, your glasses, it almost felt like you were wearing them with a kind of a, an orange a tint on them. Weird feeling.
My wife said, Carol said, what is this? Orange stuff in the sky. And I said, oh, it's just a marine layer coming out. She said, no, that's smoke. And that's then smoke. Later, of course, she was right.
Yeah, exactly. New poll finds bipartisan support for reforming this state's recall process.
There's a lot of momentum to fix this and to get it right.
That's UC San Diego political analyst Thad Kauser, who is with the university and has a statewide survey finding backing for major changes across all demographics. He tells CBS San Diego voters support setting up a reform commission in the wake of the recall election that Governor Newsom won by a landslide. Critics have attacked the cost of the recall and say the trigger for holding one is simply too low. He says one idea gaining traction is to split the recall into two separate elections. The first would be solely on whether the incumbent stays in office. The second then would be with replacement candidates who would be held only. It would only be held if a recall is successful.
Board members with the Orange County Fair are backing away from a request to pre-approve gun show contracts for the coming year. That request pushed by the gun lobbyists because it would allow the fair to circumvent a potential state law that would ban expos at the fairgrounds. The gun show critics say the fair would set a troubling precedent, and they noted concern of the sale of firearm components used to build those untraceable ghost guns.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.